Hello and welcome back to Take Initiative. We have a guest. Say hi.
Everyone.
Hi.
Oh.
Hi.
No, not
the guest. A round of applause.
Hello.
Yay, our podcast.
Hi.
Was the last episode the dragon one?
Yeah, the last one's where we bought
the dragon one.
Am I doing the recast? No, we are by
a green dragon. We were successful in getting dragon's blood, and we are now on our way to get whatever we were supposed to get in the celestial plane.
Yeah, you're going back to the celestial plane to get in the dragon blood, but you still need to work with the king to get his sword to so they
earn my sword.
Wait, did you just say we need to work with the king,
or you could just steal it? But
yes, we're doing that.
You're gonna need the sword. Let's attack them today.
Finish the ritual to kill the mind flayer.
Yeah,
let's attack today when we have an extra person.
Well, first we need to return to Tiny.
Needs another human shield.
Yep.
Need to return to Tiny.
All right. So you're with the dragon. New character's not there yet. Ash isn't there. You guys gonna stop to pick up Ash?
Yes.
Nah.
Yes. This man's probably ruined our house. I think he's pissed on the walls.
Yeah, probably.
Pissed on the walls.
Are we talking about me? I wasn't paying attention.
Yes.
We are. Probably.
Let's go pick up Ash.
I don't know.
I just know I'm from the forest.
All right, so you pick up Ash. What's your reaction when they have to fly out a little bit outside of town because they can't have the dragon attacked by the entire town? But
here's what we do. We have, because Ash is in me and Jericho's apartment, right? And he's probably just destroying it in there.
Can I have my own
he's
house?
Pissed on the walls.
No, it's the rats.
No, you used to live in the palace, but when you got fired, you lost your.
We fly the dragon right next to our apartment. Then we have him reach in, break our window because Nightshade already does that enough, and then grab Ash and then just fly away with him.
Oh, what about the entire village that will see the dragon?
Wait, when did you get a dragon?
I'll go. I'll get him. I'll get him.
I hate dragons.
You weren't there? Well.
Why do you hate dragons?
Well, her character does.
Whoa.
Yes.
Be smart. Anyways.
See, otherwise I love dragons because dragons are awesome.
Yeah.
Okay,
I got this. So let's have the dragon go stealth and I'll break in. Actually,
what
I
do you mean go stealth?
In.
You mean like use invisibility spell?
Maybe use invisibility spell. Either way, just try not to get noticed. Land on top of our house.
Try not to get noticed on this dragon won't happen. So invisibility spell it is.
Yeah.
But what about the floating person on top of the dragon?
Oh, that's okay. Things like that kind of happen,
God. Game lag.
So you guys lag in, just kind of floating in a row. Ash, he cracks the window. Talk to him. What do you say?
I don't.
I say, what are you doing here?
Hey Ash, we need to bring you.
Are you pissing on our walls?
No, it was the rats. I swear.
Ash, I know these rats personally. They're all good people. They won't piss on our walls.
Mate,
so stop pissing
on
them.
Walls, but not piss.
Okay.
You did
more. Could have done worse, but could have definitely done better.
Yeah.
Dude,
so
get
Ash,
up here. We're gonna fly you off to the forest.
Yeah, we're gonna fly.
Why?
We need your help to kill.
Just get up here.
For what?
Just come, Jesus.
Just come over here,
for what?
Ash. We did like a whole thing for like 2 or 3 weeks, and you haven't been here. So come on, man.
During that period,
I was here.
I grabbed him and
come. Let's
go
just grab him
dragon.
And leave.
Yeah.
Fine.
All right, guys, remember not to talk over each other because it was a big group. All right.
Yeah.
So you get... Yes, the game has started. You grab Ash and you start to fly to Tiny's house.
No,
that yes, Tiny's house. Weirdo. Tiny's house.
No,
not Tiny can access the celestial plane. We have to.
I can access. I don't the like Tiny. Plane.
That does. That's the that opposite of what you want to do.
Why?
Yeah. No. Yeah. No. Yeah. We. Here's what we'll do. We'll go to Tiny. Tiny will get us there. So then, what we'll do is we'll deposit the dragon's blood there. Then we'll go over to Earthlocks. Right. That's what we're gonna do.
Yeah, I think so. All right. So you fly to Tiny's house, and you go inside. Oh, Hannah! Hello. I didn't expect to see you there.
Oh God! What's he doing?
Stupid Tiny! What are you even doing here?
Can I kill
my house? His house?
Stupid
house even now. Met Tiny.
What?
Like,
yes,
what
I
you
have.
Doing?
Have I not?
I'm not. You've never met Tiny.
You've never met Tiny once.
Stupid Tiny, why are you so small?
I don't know.
Oh, I heard somebody roll a die. What happened?
Quote
it
Ash.
Just fell.
All right. So.
I don't know. I'm sure it's not smaller than me. I'm very short.
I don't know.
I mean, his name is Tiny.
Yeah,
he is a halfling.
That's pretty much you're, as small as it can.
Isn't tiny.
Tiny, you know? Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm 5'3", so.
Oh, you're pretty short.
Yeah.
No, he's like 4'0".
Well, to saying.
Yeah.
All right.
It's
so...
a joke unless you mean real life. But
Tiny, can we go to Celestial Plane? We need to go there to deposit the dragon blood and stuff.
Why do you even need me?
Sure thing. But let's just take the group from last time. You don't want to introduce too many evil people. Nice shade.
Yeah, so...
Talking about me because I called him short.
So if they all go, I'm alone with Tiny.
No.
And
no.
Ash.
You're
and
alone with Ash and Leora.
Ash, team up.
Why do I not get to go to the...
Let's let him. He hasn't done anything
we'll
in a minute.
We'll bring Ash too. We'll just leave Leoric and Nightshade there.
That's not good. Wait, so am I coming too? I have no idea.
You're not there yet.
No, you're not there you're yet. Not there. No. Oh yeah, you guys have to get me. I forget. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we have to find you.
What about me? What am I doing here?
You'll see.
We'll need you. We'll talk about it later. Actually, no,
okay.
We'll talk about it.
Yeah,
on
we'll
the way
need
up.
You.
All right.
There's some crazy murderer guy that
Tiny
you got
does.
Out.
Tiny does the ritual. You guys step inside. All of a sudden, you are in the toilet chamber of the Council of Elders. We have been expecting you.
What about me?
You're not there.
Not there.
Maybe
go
I
away.
Am.
Oh, mighty people. I.
Oh,
what
mighty.
Should, what did we call you? Oh, shoot. You gave us your name, but I forgot. I apologize. Anyways, we bring you your blood.
Cool. The blood of a dragon.
Dragon blood.
It takes one of them uses some cool powers. Dragon blood flies up in the air. The drop like comes out and floats, and then it goes and hits the mind flayer who's chained in the corner of the room in the face. And all of a sudden, the mind flayer starts to like shrivel, and his skin turns gray and starts to crack, and he starts to almost like disintegrate. But he's not quite there yet. We still need the celestial sword. The king of your people.
I want a celestial sword.
The king of your people is the current protector. You must work with him to bring it to us. Take this. It will convince him. A feather kind of descends from the middle of the room. As fine as a real feather, but the feather of an eagle, but made of gold. It rests in the hand of Hecraes, because you're a paladin.
Aww.
Take this to the king, and he will help you.
Okay.
Now might be a good time to tell Ash why we brought him.
Just
Ash. In case things get a little ugly there in the palace, we have a big guy.
Yeah, you're all big and muscly and stuff.
Yeah.
Right, because he's going to do any good.
All you need to do is use a special word, and it gives us some special word out, and wave this feather, and anyone will understand the importance. You should not have to fight.
I want to have to fight.
Okay, well then we go over to Earthlocks then. I guess we're done.
All right, yeah, you're done there. Whoop, whoop, and then you're back in Tiny's hut.
Wait, montage music.
No, oh, not yeah. yet. Not yet.
No, oh, yeah, no. We do that when we go to Earthlocks.
When you go outside of the hut, you see a traveler walking by on the road.
Can I kill him?
Please. You know what, Nightshade? Go ham. We're tired.
Yay.
Hello there.
Oh, don't kill them.
Wait, DM, is this... Oh, that's you. I don't want to kill him. Okay,
yes,
okay.
Tell the DM.
You yes. don't know.
I shoot a random bolt of lightning at the sky.
At the sky or at them?
At you, DM.
Can that,
that
like
one
happen?
Time when I rolled a 20 on
oh my god, on killing the DM, right?
Yeah, that was great. I'm doing that again.
Then what would happen? Like if you killed the DM? I know it's not
no,
possible.
It doesn't work. He doesn't,
the campaign
he
ends.
The campaign yeah. is just done.
The whole world disintegrates.
Oh good god.
Just all of Ironhaven is gone.
Well, technically Ironhaven's just the capital.
Oh yeah, it's the city, but you know, it's
I think
yeah.
the
campaign is Ironhaven, so we're just gonna go.
Basically, I have the power to destroy the entire universe.
Anybody,
no, well, I'm not gonna let the 20s aren't that powerful anymore. Nice try.
Yeah, I'll just shoot him with my longbow. Like
sure.
Okay. Right, because... Nah, you don't want to fight at. I mean, Nightshade done it before.
No. It didn't work.
Actually, no, it wasn't. It wasn't
Nightshade's like an Enderman.
Yeah.
Just
like teleports and moves things.
Unless you're underneath something. Don't
and can't
fight.
Get hit
or
by projectiles.
Water.
Yeah.
All right, guys. We need to. All right. So, are you guys going to approach the traveler on the road? Just ignore them, or attack them?
Attack!
We're very violent.
No, guys. Let's not attack the traveler.
Attack!
Shut up. You're only saying that because we both know who the traveler is. Yes, let's attack the traveler. Come
no!
on, let's pretend like we didn't know who the traveler was. We don't know
who the traveler is.
I killed their
horse.
Campaign. We were pirates.
I killed their horse, not the traveler. Not yet.
The traveler doesn't
have
a horse.
Oh,
walking
darn
on
it.
Foot.
Oh, then I'll just kill them.
No.
You know what? No, I stand in front of the traveler. You guys are not going to kill someone innocent. Come on.
How do you know they're
normally
innocent?
Agree with you. We'll give them one warning.
Okay. You see an elf dressed in the clothes of the forest with leather armor. This is Kaylen Leodon.
Hello.
Hello, Kale. Hello, what's your name?
Freaking Kaylen Leodon. Get it right, DM.
That's what I said.
Is it, though?
Kaylen Leodon?
I don't know. It's random.
That's a name.
What's your business here?
Why are you here?
Well, for 3 years, I have been traveling and trying to find a sorcerer to teach me how to use my magic. Because I can't talk about it. I'm sorry. I just can't.
Just get good, lol.
Well, nice to meet you. I extend my hand, but instead of doing a handshake, I do a magic. Yeah.
Amazing.
You do a magic?
Do you guys yep. know where the sorcerer in the west is?
Sorcerer in the west.
Is that like... is that Nightshade's mentor? Is that like...
No,
I'll be right
Nightshade's
back.
Mentor is... like
Psycho.
The west is like towards the Forest of Thorns. You don't know of anyone.
Wait.
Oh.
Do you think Tiny might know of anybody?
Hot Tiny that. Creepo.
Yeah, Tiny. Yeah, you know of anyone like that?
Yes, I do. I used to have
Shut
a
up,
friend.
Shut up, Tiny. No one asks you.
I used to have
but
a friend. Lives in a town a little bit west of here.
Oh.
Yeah. So technically, we know
east
them.
The Wicked Witch of the East, right?
What about them, Kaylen?
What about the sorcerer?
Yeah, you're like, do we know him? And I guess we do.
No,
you
I don't.
Know of him. Tiny knows him.
I know of him. I don't know anything about him. I just know that he can teach me the magic I need to know.
Oh, well, Nightshade can teach you magic.
Yeah,
with the shaboom,
I wouldn't learn that.
Yes, I can. I say as I thaumaturgy my eyes into.
You mean thaumaturgy?
Thaumaturgy my eyes into lighting up.
Wait. Is it morning?
Been like a night.
Okay,
since.
What I didn't get to do my thaumaturgy, I say perhaps I can help you in my real voice, and with thaumaturgy, I whisper into her head, what do you seek, or what kind of magic?
I seek to control my magic of nature.
Oh,
magic of nature! Wait a minute!
Come on!
Wait.
Man, I thought magic was me cool.
Tiny's. My dear friend here, Tiny, he's like a magical hippie, per se. Perhaps he could help you.
I'm going to be AFK for a second.
All right.
Maybe I can. Okay. Or that wasn't his voice. I forgot his voice. That's okay.
Maybe I can.
I don't think that's his voice either.
Yeah, that's totally his voice. I don't know what you're talking about. That's his voice.
Well, we can try.
Okay. We're sort of going somewhere right now. So I can come with you. Yeah, so
maybe I'll come along and I can use my magical powers.
Here's the bargain I'll give you. You come with us and help us with this thinger we're doing, and Tiny will teach you pretty much.
That sounds awesome to me. I really, really need to learn how to control my magic.
I'm an AFK, BT dubs.
Okay, all right, nice. So then we go over to Earthlocks. Now it's montage music time.
Oh, yes.
Please do not. I love this acapella.
Brownies are
this is every time they travel anywhere.
My brownies are done. I'll be right back.
It's like the loading in a game. Like.
All right. We there?
All right.
We
you there reach the border of Earthlocks.
You like my final note?
The town, eerily silent. You're still worried about the weirdo you saw last time.
Stop talking dirty about Tiny.
And then remember the guy and all that stuff.
Don't talk mean about Callan, okay?
All right, so you from what you have explored, which is one house, you found bodies and just complete emptiness. You haven't been in the military base. The military base is kind of in the center of town, and then there's like sentinel towers kind of surrounding the town.
Here, let's just
We're
walk
going
in
back to the place that me
I can make myself invisible, Ironhaven. By the way.
The me and that person, me and a Nightshade went, and we almost killed each other.
Yeah, that
I mean,
place.
What?
Oh, there.
Nightshade what? Doesn't know that I almost, that I was gonna maybe hurt her a bit.
Leoric, Nightshade?
What's up?
Yeah, you guys have been here, so what's the deal?
I don't understand.
You don't
want to
be here. That's the thing.
See, we're in the town.
We're
where
in the town where we got attacked by that
guy almost killed Leoric.
Oh,
so should we all just? There was this dude that was zero silent. You know, he made no noise. He could kill him whenever he wanted to. Yeah, we're there. Yeah.
Why are we here?
I don't know.
GM wants us here.
Things are different now.
Bless
Leoric,
you,
Nightshade. We have strength in numbers.
All right, I'd like to let you guys know. And including the viewers.
We have like six people.
The brownies.
The caramel brownies.
I want some.
The listeners, yeah.
Yeah, the listeners had to have known that.
DM, I'm going to cast a spell.
All right.
It's called Clairvoyance. Are you familiar with it?
I am not. What does it do?
Sounds French.
Okay. Basically.
Do you summon a baguette?
Ash, it's kind of like throwing a Valkyrie cam. Or this that does make sense.
Oh, I see.
Basically, I throw a camera, or not a camera, like a thing that I can see with. So I throw it at the entrance. So if like he comes through, I'll see him.
Is it like a baguette camera?
No,
it's not a baguette. Okay.
It doesn't matter what it looks like.
Sounds so French.
Okay, then it sounds French. Let's continue on with this.
Actually, if he's invisible, should I choose hearing?
You don't actually have a focus for this. You can't cast
what?
It.
Wait, I'm confused on what the situation is.
So you need a jeweled horn or a glass eye.
But don't I get the materials for my spells?
No, because this one costs 100 GP. You'd have to get it custom made.
Or steal it.
Okay, Kaelin doesn't understand this. So basically, Leoric and Nightshade, they came here before, searching, because we were promised armor and stuff that was going to be here. Mm-hmm. And they were approached by this, stealthy, zero silent, murderer guy.
Zero silent is not a thing.
I don't care.
Well, he made zero sound, so he has to be zero silent.
So,
just silent. So
he made no sound at all and almost killed Leora. And Nightshade, shot him, and it went, through him, and then they were scared, and then they ran to us, and then now we're back here.
Oh, great. But, so now I understand that. So, but what is Nightshade trying to do now? Get revenge?
So he's trying to set up a scout.
He
doesn't have stuff to do it.
But I assumed I would, but I guess not.
Very well.
So, never mind.
You know what? Let's send me first. I'm pretty much impervious to most damage types. I'll walk pretty much to the right center of the I'll just walk right up the street.
Are you gonna open any of the doors of the houses?
No, I'm just gonna go straight to the military base.
All right, so you reach the military base and you see a barricaded door. This must have been an incredibly strong door, inches and inches of tempered wood with steel bars all around it, and it's just smashed to the floor.
Oh my!
At the entrance, you see the festering bodies of two guards, flies swirling around them. Pretty bad smell.
Oh, so they've been there for at least...
They've been there for a while.
Long time.
Yeah.
So, I'd just like to give a shout out to Leoric. Wait, is Leoric the...
Yeah, I'm here.
Wait, no. He craze for that fantastic word, impervious. Yeah. Come on.
That was an amazing word. That's a
wonderful word. Oh my god, I was practically crying.
Come on.
So
trying to get a word shout out.
I didn't hear any clapping.
Oh.
There we go.
Insert clapping effects here. All right.
You're welcome. I mean, you craze. I'm sorry.
So I guess I continue in. I mean, I'm only going to get them once I know it's safe.
All right.
I can join you.
Does he know it's safe?
Well, no, I'm just pretty much invincible, so that's why I'm going first.
Okay.
So you continue to walk through just these bodies that are just so decayed you can't tell what killed them. That it's just
probably death.
Wow.
You eventually reach a dining table. There is quite a few people here, just kind of slumped over. Some of them have had time to draw their weapon, but the weapons have fallen to the ground. The food is just rotting. You just can't see what's missing. It looks like there used to be maps on the wall. They're little scraps of paper on nails, but all the maps seem to have been torn away. There's blood on the walls. There is
I think someone died here.
As you keep walking through, you eventually reach what looks to be kind of a panic room, kind of a room that's supposed to be to protect whoever was important here, but it looks to be smashed open like the front door, and inside you see a man slumped in a chair with blood kind of running out of his ears, nose, and mouth.
Oof,
but it's fresh. It's fresh.
Oof.
Oh,
hell no.
Oh, I pull out my Warhammer.
You gonna warn us, or are you just gonna keep that knowledge to yourself?
You know what? I keep the Warhammer out, and then I'm just gonna walk back. I'm gonna walk back to them.
All right.
Oh, Warhammer's not gonna do anything.
Do you guys think it was the Zero Silent guy? Sounds zero.
No, it was that other dude. That
that's the assumption.
It's he had tons of power. I'm guessing. I mean, I couldn't technically see him.
So I go back to him.
I guess that makes me special.
Tell him everything.
Yeah,
Yeah.
All right. Okay. All right. So you guys are filled in.
Okay. Strength in numbers. I think we have to go in that way, but if you're going to need some, let's go in stealth as stealthily as possible. Anybody have good stealth here?
I think I do, right?
I have great stealth.
Yeah, your stealth is
pretty good. I can turn invisible.
Yeah, I think I have stealth.
And Calibula blah, blah, blah.
Heat craze.
So.
I have decent stealth.
But aren't you cluttered with armor?
Yeah, I just have disadvantage. I have plus 5, but I'm disadvantage.
So should we have some sort of stealth unit go first?
I have good dexterity and stealth.
I mean, guys,
stealth comes from dexterity, that's why.
Oh, okay.
Walked through there. So
my stealth plus it does.
So I'll like walk through because I can just
can I cast a spell, DM?
Yes, invisible or
whatever. What spell?
Oh, false life.
Sure.
Yay.
Aren't you gonna turn invisible?
Am I going in? I don't think invisibility is gonna matter.
I have plus 6 on my stealth.
Here, why don't you go in, I'm casting false life.
Here, guys, here's my suggestion. We just go in there and then take a bunch of investigation checks. Like, we each do one investigation check.
Or...
And then DM tells us what we find out.
Heat Craze, you didn't get all the way through. There are still some rooms that you haven't seen. You haven't seen the armory. You haven't seen, like, the area where they would keep any, like, war machines, you know, catapults and such.
Well, we should go there.
You haven't seen the strategy room.
You just have everyone roll investigation, and then you just tell us everything.
No, because we want to be sneaky. Because if someone hears us, then you know we're dead, right? Yeah. So I say, me and Calimbium go in, you know, Calimbium? With our stealthiness. Yes, Calimbium, and then we roll an investigation check, and then based off of that. Then you guys can come in.
Okay.
Who's Calimbium?
You.
I'm also not getting killed.
What?
All right.
All right. So who's going? Shade.
Me and Calimbium.
I'll be stealthy in the war room, and then we have to, or like the where the war machines are, and then we have to go to like the planning room because maybe whoever it is trying to steal the plans.
All right. So Leoric and Kaylan roll a stealth check. Yeah.
Woo! That's a 16 plus 6, 22.
All right, that
okay,
is
wait, where do I roll?
Just click on the stealth. It's
click
in skills.
On the stealth? Like where
yeah, okay.
Click on. Wait.
The roll showed up on my paper. That was pretty funky.
Okay,
you guys are both elves.
23. All right, but
I have 23. Yeah. Wait, how'd y'all know?
Because there's like a chat thing.
There's a game log.
22. Wait,
where is that?
When someone rolls, it'll pop up on your page.
All right, so 23.
22 and 23. They're like
they are very stealth. They stealth through. You guys stealth through like the same parts Heatcraze went to, and eventually you find what's sort of like kind of a moon bay, but reverse. This is where the war machines are kept. There's like rows and rows of trebuchets, catapults, some even some cannons. You find kind of a storeroom full of ammunition for all of them. Lead ammunition mainly, just really, really big and heavy lead ammunition. Some of them are rocks. They are.
Imagine shooting.
All the ammunition is rocks are for the trebuchets and catapults. Lead is for the cannonballs. There is a lot of gunpowder, like barrels and barrels.
Yay!
I feel like we're at Fort Ticonderoga.
Okay, what's your Calimbium? What's your investigation?
My investigation is it just says plus 5.
Right, just click on it.
Oh, okay. You roll an investigation.
Oh, wait. I rolled and I got 8. That's so sad.
Nice.
You don't really pick up anything that I haven't already explained.
Nice. I got a 12. Let's go.
Okay. So, yeah. Also, just sort of the same stuff.
I see the chat thing now. I'm going to keep
You do there. Think it's strange that whoever came in here didn't take the war machines or ammunition or anything. Oh,
can I roll another one?
So can we go into the planning room?
Wait, hold on. You know how you can like roll for traps? Is that perception?
What do you mean?
Like, you know, you roll to see if there's traps or not.
That's a spell.
You can roll investigation for traps, or you could just roll like perception just to like look.
Right, oh, I have good perception too.
15 for a perception.
Should I roll two?
You don't see any traps. You don't really think there'd be a reason to put them inside of here.
Okay. All right. So now we have to go to the planning room to see if they're trying to steal plans, like, from the military.
Do we have to roll another stealth, or can we just...
Yeah, roll another stealth.
Roll another stealth. Come on. Nine?
Both nines.
Oh. We both got nines.
We both got
nines. Okay, so you're not as stealthy this time, but you make it to the...
planning room.
The strategy room.
Strategy room.
Okay. And... when you get there, you kind of look around and you see all these little lead pieces that are supposed to signify different things, you know, armies, units, all sorts of things. But all of the maps in the entire room look like they've been gone.
Gone?
What? like they've been stolen.
Like they've been ripped off the walls. You know, little nails where they were nailed in. Those have like a scrap of paper, but they just look like they're ripped off the wall.
Just like the corners of it.
Are the maps like still there, or like were they?
No,
still...
you don't. No, see them.
They look like they're gone.
Yes, okay, they look like they're gone.
Perception check. Man, this sucks.
Let's just do another. Like, you know, why not perception check? Why do I keep getting?
Oh my god, you guys keep
investigation check.
My roll just. Like is bad now.
Investigation
all the time.
Check. Oh yeah, unnatural 20. On investigation.
Why are you ice knifing?
Oh, I got it. Wait. Is a B at like a 20?
I don't know. Ask Tiny.
Yeah, oh yeah, that's a 20. B is a 20. You got a nat 20? Oh yeah, you did.
I got a nat 20.
Investigation is very good. You pick up that there was a struggle here. There was someone who was in this room trying to protect it, but they. Were killed and the body was moved somewhere else, which is strange because all the other bodies seem to have been left where they fell.
Oh, so maybe the body was moved.
Lockers around.
But maybe the body was moved to like that panic room thing, and then he was like tortured in the chair.
Hey guys, has anyone?
Are there any lockers or cabinets or anything like that around there?
There are plenty of kind of like lockers throughout, but there's nothing really here. There's just the like stuff for this room. There is like there's like a panic a pistol with a single shot in it.
Ooh.
What is it, fancy?
It's like under the table, like mounted on the table so you can pull it out. And it looks yourself? Like it was half pulled out.
Is it a one shot gun or is it just like
Just has one shot. It's like
it just has one shot.
It's like a flintlock.
Okay, but it was half pulled out.
Yeah, it looks like it was half pulled out in the struggle.
All right, well, I'm gonna just take that, pocket it.
Oh, you know, see, I have a theory.
Roll for that. I really want you to, like,
shoot myself. Oh, my God, roll pocket. For that.
I put it in my pocket, it fires.
Roll a sleight of hand to try to.
Let's do this. I'm going to roll a sleight of hand.
Oh, I got, whew,
why
okay,
not?
I got, whew.
What do you roll?
Okay.
I rolled a 10.
I rolled a...
Why do you both need Thank to roll? God, aren't 21. Only one
I
of you picking
I
it up?
Know why. I don't
no,
know.
They're
Isaac,
picking
roll
it up.
Another
both
one to not...
On they both put their green little thingies on it, you know?
I rolled a 21. I
Wait,
know.
They both just tried to handle it at the same time?
No. No. Okay, well, does Kaliumbium have to roll a save?
What?
Because
why?
I rolled higher? No, I don't know.
What are you fighting for the gun?
No. Nightshade. No. Nightshade's trying to start a fight because
I smell gunpowder. I run in.
Leoric takes the gun. Leoric takes the gun.
Okay. That's what I thought. Yeah. Nightshade, right. Stop trying to start fights.
Can I grab the gun?
No, it's
you're not there.
You're not even in the base.
I run in.
No,
this
don't.
This man
no.
has a vision to just start fires all across the
nightshade,
world.
Nightshade. I was going to give it to you anyways.
Are you going to?
Yes, I was going to. I said I'm going to pocket it and give it to
If
nightshade.
There's a weapon here, you're Good. Guessing there's probably bullets somewhere. So that will make the like two flintlocks you have useful to an extent.
What would I have to?
They're actually not that much better than just using standard stuff.
Can
but...
we check the lockers?
What search would we have to do?
Just do an investigation each.
All right, I got that.
And none of them have to keep doing stealth.
11 for me.
DM, I'm going inside 13, and I'm looking for ammunition.
No, but you don't know that happened.
No, you don't know, you don't have to know anything.
Fine, I'm going inside.
Don't go inside. No. We had a plan.
We're so stealthy, though.
Just wait.
Let us come back.
I'll grab all the ammunition
for you, okay?
No, Leoric will give you everything. Come on,
I'm going to give you the stuff.
Fine.
I don't need the pistol. I already have one.
All right. So you search around, and eventually you find what looks to be a kind of a weapons room. It's got everything. There is...
Oh, wait a minute. Suppressors? Are those a thing?
No.
Can I craft
these are
one?
Flintlocks.
Can I make it? So? Oh. Well,
There are the scoped crossbows. There are bows of everything is kind of military. It's all kind of like minimalist. All
right. Hold on.
Like standardized, generally like wood, leather, brass.
Are you gonna call for us?
Yeah,
now?
Yeah. I got it. I'm gonna grab
all the arrows.
I'm gonna grab my scope.
Like a ton of arrows. You can't carry that many, but you can grab like three quivers of arrows.
Can I grab three quivers of arrows?
Yeah, that's 60 arrows.
And can I get a scoped crossbow? And then let's go out and tell Nightshade and all.
Yeah, remember scoped crossbows, you can take one of your actions to aim it, and then you can have advantage on the hit.
Okay, wait, but what's the stuff made of brass?
No, that's just like the, everything is like kind of standardized. It's like wood, steel, brass, leather for all of the things. Like
okay,
leather
so
handles,
there's just crossbows?
Brass pommels. No, there's like every kind of basic weapon and some more advanced weapons. Like,
Can I
grab a gun?
There are, the only guns are flintlock pistols and some like muskets.
Wait, but would your character want
okay,
one?
Are
though?
You gonna
yes,
get
yes, we're gonna tell
knife?
You. Just hold
we'll
on.
Do it then.
Just hold here, on. Okay, wait. Should is I... a scoped crossbow a heavy crossbow?
Yeah, a scoped crossbow. Well, there's both kinds, but these ones are heavy crossbows, and then you just put in the notes scoped.
All right. You want
or just like customize the name.
Wait a minute, DM. I just thought of something.
Yeah.
This is a military base, yes?
Yes. It was operating at like half capacity, but it was put there during the orc raids.
Wait, Ash is a military veteran. Do you know anything about this, Ash?
No, I know nothing.
I know nothing.
I feel like that seems like
Ash
a really
was
guilty answer.
Ash was never a soldier that fought in anything and was not on the and was on kind of need to know.
Okay.
He knows very all right, little.
The one last thing before we go
he
back.
He was a guard. He was more of a guard than a soldier.
Okay, well,
yeah.
Just, how do I get arrows? Wait, how do I, like, put in...
I didn't really do anything.
Here, I'll just add them for you.
Grazie.
But hold on. Before we go back, obviously we will. Are there any rifles?
No, there's only muskets and flintlock pistols.
Musket counts as a rifle, sort of.
But it's not
muskets
good.
Muskets are worse than the pistols, right?
That's true.
It sort of depends.
Are there any scoped muskets?
Okay, but
no,
are there?
They're not.
But are there any? Are there any more rooms?
As far as like logic tells you, there are no more rooms.
Okay,
because you've explored pretty thoroughly and you didn't seem to find any like hidden rooms or anything.
Any hidden rooms? Okay,
right, go back in.
Oh wait, should we grab a flintlock pistol for Nightshade?
I already technically have two.
We have two? All right, let's go back. We'll give him one.
All right. Wait, how many are there?
There's tons, but hold on. I have one like as my own, but I got another one. So,
well, I'm gonna get a bunch.
I know, but we're coming back, and we're gonna bring you back. All right, we're gonna go back, grab them, bring them back to the weapons room.
Yeah,
and
we do
fill
that.
Fill them in on everything.
Okay.
Okay, okay, DM. Let me tell you what I'm gonna do. It's gonna take a minute. Hey, so you know what I'm gonna do? So I'm gonna get a bunch of pistols.
As you guys are going out.
Oh god. Damn it.
And when you start to get to kind of the entrance hallway that you came in, you have an unsettling feeling.
Oh,
something is off.
I turn invisible.
We're dead. Investigation or stealth?
Well, no. Isn't it only the elves there?
It's just the elves.
Oh, God.
I'm an elf too, you know. Oh, God.
Yeah, I know.
Nobody cares about you.
Okay, should we go to stealth? Or for
go run.
Oh, man.
Because I've been here before. I don't want to even try to be sneaky about this. I'm going to just full dash and start screaming help.
Really?
Yes, that is exactly what I'm going to do. I don't have to roll anything for that, right?
No.
All right. Help!
Okay, I guess I'll run too.
Help!
All right, you feel something. Like, it's right behind you.
Oh, shit.
You don't know what it is. As you see the broken down door, something kind of flickers in front of you.
No.
A solid being, cloaked. Almost hazy. You can't really make out anything about it, other than it's just like a dark, cloaked figure. Almost.
That's what I'm going for.
Almost 10 feet high.
Oh, not again.
It's a Dementor.
not quite.
Okay, carry on.
Did they not hear us scream help?
Did we hear them scream?
As you're screaming, you feel almost your voice sucked away. You think you're screaming, but they don't hear anything.
No.
And you can't hear yourself. It's almost as if all of the sound has been sucked out of the room.
You guys better not be dumb and just like stay there and wait for us. That's where to go.
You guys can see the back of this thing in the entrance.
Oh, we can?
The outside people?
Yeah, I run at it.
Come on, that's our cue.
Ash, go get him.
I turn invisible, DM. You hear me?
Yes, I do.
What does that mean? I cast false life. I think he has true sight.
You already did cast false life.
Yeah, I can always get more.
Why?
False life.
It gives extra false points. Life stats. Like extra hit points.
Okay. DM, here's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to run and then I'm going to make a lot of noise by like hitting my shield and stuff.
No, you should shield smash it. Like the girl from Overwatch.
Yeah.
Wait, are you going to make an attack?
No, I'm distracting it.
No, all right. Shield bash.
Make a charisma check?
Oh, no. It's constitution.
Why?
I was just telling you the best score I have.
That makes no sense. It's just
charisma.
Yeah, okay,
just shield bash it. Trust me, that
minus
always
one.
Works half okay. the time.
That always works half the time.
Okay, 13.
All right.
Pass right through it.
So you kind of run and try to make a lot of noise. But you're just completely ignored. It stays in place, blocking the doorway. And as you get closer to it, all the noise that you thought you were making seems to get sucked out of the world as you get closer.
Oh, I know what to do. I cast a true strike.
I don't know what that does.
You point a finger at a target in range. Your magic grants you a brief insight into the target's defenses. On the next turn, you gain advantage on your first attack roll against the target, provided that spell hasn't ended.
All right. So you do that. And you sense that this being was once a regular person that was its soul was sucked out of it, and it absorbs the life force of others and
the mentor.
No, it was created.
Okay,
sure.
Okay.
Whatever you say.
It was created by the sacrifice of a you're not sure who it was, but you know that its weakness is the only weakness that you can exploit is
it's a genuine question.
Is it is not immune to fire damage It is not immune to silvered weapons.
Wait, but we have that.
Perfect, because I was going to throw my fire.
But defying this logic, I think looking at our names, you can tell what we want to happen.
Wait, but should I cast Hunter's Mark?
Yeah,
not sure that Mark does, but yes.
Gives extra Mark
makes you reawaken at the last lamp you rested at.
No, but I thought it could make me take control of it.
No, does not. No.
Guys, also, I have Firebolt.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah,
hold on.
I have, whatever.
Because me and Columbium are stuck. Like we're like soundless, right?
Yeah, you're stuck in front of him.
But we can still move, right?
You want to try?
Yeah, I want to try throwing my alchemist fire flask at him.
Also, you don't know that because you can't hear.
It is
hear.
A Molotov cocktail.
You don't know that fire does anything.
No, I know, yeah. I know. But even
before... Wait, but how...
Even before Nightshade asked, like, did the spell, I was planning on throwing it. So I was just going to do it anyways.
Okay, wait. But how far away is the thing from us?
Like 10-ish feet.
10-ish feet?
Totally throw that. Let's do this. Poggers.
Because I was going to say, can I use my short swords? But it's 5 feet reach.
Yeah, you can move up, though, if you can move.
Okay, can I try using, like, a melee attack?
Everyone roll initiative so we know what order we're going to go.
Oh, yep, okay.
Do I have to roll initiative?
Yes.
Oh!
No, we want Ash to go. We want Ash to go before everybody.
I don't have my character sheet on the computer.
Oh my god.
Wait, initiative.
Ash, get your character sheet up and you gotta update it.
My gosh.
Jared,
I haven't
you
used
don't
it
even
in
know
so
who
long.
Ash
it's
is.
Not even on the computer I have.
Oh.
Hold
so,
on.
Jared, okay. You don't even know who Ash is.
Okay, I have 17 and I'm close, right? Like,
well,
I'm like.
The GM
right
can see it. It's in the, it's in the game log.
Yeah, I know. You guys can see it. But... Are you even like there though?
All right, here.
They can
everyone roll initiative. If you haven't already, don't run double roll.
I'm level 4.
Yeah, it's fine.
Just level yourself
5.
No, it's fine.
It doesn't matter. I don't need to.
Yeah, because he wasn't with us.
He doesn't really play anyways.
Where's the initiative? Initiative.
It's right
plus
next
two.
To other
All right.
Who, class.
A 12 plus 2, 14. Wow. All
right. First
so
is
amazing.
Kalium Diem. Then
no. Just then... read me yours when I say your name. Nightshade.
Nat 20. Oh, yeah.
No. It was a 7.
19 got 7.
Jerish.
I got a 17.
Whoa. I accidentally scrolled and it went crazy. 17. You crazy?
I got a 6.
6. Yorick.
I got
imagine
a 10.
Getting below 7.
Ash.
Imagine getting below 10.
Ash got 14.
I already told you 14.
Yeah, but I wasn't. I have like a thing that
but
I have
I
to put it
into. I wasn't paying attention.
Well,
Kaylin.
Maybe you should have been Kaylin paying attention.
Hi, Kalin Lyodon got 17, and I'm closer than Jerish Terish.
True.
All right, so the
you mean Ash go boom?
Oh,
wait, or is that Ash?
You mean Jeresh Teresh?
Yeah, Jeresh.
Or is that
Teresh. I'm closer than Jeresh Teresh.
Jeresh Teresh.
Shall I do an unarmed strike? Short
Well,
sword?
The thing goes first.
Don't do an unarmed strike.
No, never do an unarmed strike.
I'm
especially
joking. I would not do an unarmed strike.
You feel your movement slow as you have to fight through. So, kind of almost as the air has turned solid. Everyone who is experiencing the sound effect, it's as if the air has turned solid. You get like kind of almost singular vibrations of sound. And as you move, it's just like you're moving through a viscous liquid.
Like molasses?
Yes.
January?
But like, you know.
You're swimming in a pool of jello.
The thing sends out what seems to be a pulse of power.
Oh no. Uh-oh.
It
I'm not in that range.
Everyone,
I'm not in that range either.
Everyone, so that is, oh god, really, guys' just... names.
What?
What? Ikraze, okay. Kalen, and Leoric. Roll a wisdom saving throw. Saving throws are in a different spot.
Where
top
is
left.
Wisdom?
They're like saving throws, and it's the wisdom one.
Keep on saying Kalen.
Colin.
I see passive wiz. I see wisdom.
No, save. Like, it's a left corner.
Like
the thing that says like left? Saving throws or saves.
Oh, I see that. Okay, and then okay. I do WIS.
Wisdom. The wisdom. Yeah.
So, wait. First, before before we continue, the listeners have to know our Zoom names. So I am Ash Ree Goes Man.
Ash is Ash Hitbox Go Burr. Nightshade is Ash Rush Go Yee. Jeresh
is Ash Go
Ash
Boom.
Go Boom. And me, Leoric, goes Ash Speed Go Burr. See, as you can tell, me, Nightshade, and Ash actually know
you,
and it makes sense.
Yeah, you guys,
how dare you go along with a joke that you don't even understand?
I'm disappointed.
Actually, Hikare's yours kind of makes sense. But Jeresh, no, not really.
On with the show.
How dare you say something you don't even understand?
Yeah, you didn't have to suffer through an Ash.
You've never offended me more.
All right, he rolled really low. You guys only, the fail saves only take, darn it, go away, dice. Okay.
Yeah, stupid dice.
The fail
dice.
Saves only take 6 damage. No, and heat graze, you take
6.
1 damage.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Heat graze
takes
idea.
1 damage. Kalen takes 6 damage. And
okay, not bad.
Leoric takes 6 damage.
Why do I take the same? Because you're right next to me. But I got a 14.
Yeah, 14 was not high enough.
But what was the highest? Well, higher than 6. Then 5,
okay, continue,
too.
Guys. Continue.
All right, it is Jeresh, it is your turn.
Jeresh.
Oh, it's my turn, eh?
It is indeed.
Anyways, I'm going to say screw this and hit him with a flame blade.
All right, ooh. You have to get really close for that.
That's
I didn't tell you he was fire.
He runs.
Oh, yeah. You don't know that he's fire thing yet.
But I tell him.
Okay.
Yeah, but can he?
Why would Nightshade not? Tell
everyone him? Who can hear now knows that the fire will do more.
Oh,
guys, I have a fire longsword plus 7.
You
can
do?
Can he throw his flame blade though?
No.
I don't think the flame blade's not meant to be thrown, so he'd have to throw a disadvantage, and the range would suck.
No, it's not. It's
can
like
you
a
thaumaturgy. Me and
thaumaturgy.
Thaumaturgy.
Oh, you know what I could.
Like, then you could tell us that it's fire, so then I can use my fire flash.
However, I don't want to waste my turn on that.
Oh, thanks. Thanks, buddy.
Okay, wait, so, I might not have
to. Wait, guys, so here, everyone get, like,
Oh, no, Ash, don't spam it. It fills up the thing.
Oh,
Ash,
I can
don't spam.
I can cast Thaumaturgy.
What? What did I do?
Pressing the button.
Okay, wait, guys. So here's what I think.
Everyone, might have pressed it a lot.
Here, we'll do this quickly. So everyone just have, like, an idea of what you're doing. Everyone just think about it and do it now. Okay?
Okay.
What?
So,
like, know what you're going to do on your turn and roll for it. But only roll one thing. Only roll once.
Okay.
Acrobatics, really?
I do a backflip.
Anyways,
Here,
I say screw this man and run up and hit him with my flame blade.
I rolled a 0.
You get
my roll
close.
Was 25.
As you run, but all of a sudden you have the slowing effect where the sound is pulled out of the room. You get really close to him, but your arm is just kind of slowly going down. It might, it, if it works, it will hit him next time. Everyone stop spamming the chat.
Okay.
No one's spamming.
I mean, oh, it was a 22, right. So yeah, it'll probably work.
Ooh, someone okay. rolled a 20.
Colin, or Kaylin, or that was whatever me. Your name is. Your turn.
Colin.
Is it Colin?
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 Colin, Colin. Beethoven?
Kaluba Juba.
All right, no, it's Callan. It's normally spelled with a C. It's like an Calvin elvish name. But I put a K because it looked better and sounded
like
better.
Like Cal from Star Wars, the Fallen Jedi like Order?
Kaluba Duba from...
Like
I guess so.
All right, anyways. Do your thing. Whatever.
You yeah, do your thing, Callan.
Okay, I'm going to attack with short sword.
I rolled a 20, guys.
You realize we're 10 feet away, and you have to run all the way up to him, but you already know that you can't move, practically.
Oh, yes. Yeah, so should I use my longbow?
Wait,
yeah,
what?
Do something
yeah, try that.
Longbow, or wait, I have spells, okay?
You could try to move back out of his, like, effect range.
We could, or we could be cool and try and run at him in slow motion like a movie.
Okay, I'm going to try and run out of his thing and then maybe use my bow.
If you use all of your movement and your dash as your action, you can get out of it this turn. And then next turn you can use an action.
You know, actually, okay, wait, let's see. Spells. Oh, wait, no. They're not going to work against him. So I'll just try and use my bow. Let's do this. So I roll.
No, you want to move out of the
a
way.
A bow is pulling the bow and then firing it will take two turns.
Really?
Yeah.
Just move.
28.
All right. Well, because it's 28 with tremendous effort. Oh, wait. That was a natural 20, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. So say that because that means something. Oh,
nat 20.
Yeah. So
that means big boy.
So you kind of fight off the effect and fire. Going straight at him, the arrow just goes right at where this thing's head is, and as it's about to touch it, you're not sure if it touches it or if it's about to touch it, the being disappears. All of the effects that it has on everyone just kind of just go away, like in an instant. You don't know where the thing went.
Interesting.
Oh, just like last time.
Just like last time.
Well, the effects disappeared, right?
Yes.
Yes.
And I'm full sprint, like using all my movement to get out of the tunnel thing, like to get like out, you know?
Yeah.
Wait, Leo.
Natural 20 on a backflip.
You do know that you've just been rolling the entire time, so it does not count.
It does count.
It wasn't your turn either.
No. Okay. Actually, I'm
gonna... You wasn't rolling. Hey, I was rolling.
How far away is it
give
from...
Give me my backflip.
You do a backflip.
Yeah, it was so cool.
That's what I used to do at school. Oh, my God. As a rhino or whatever. A panther
that was
thing.
Funny.
That
can I do a backflip too?
No. Okay, people.
If you roll a 20.
How far away am I?
Yo, I rolled a 20!
Hey, let's go. Plus join the backflip gang.
How far away?
Wait.
DM,
like, the guy's
tell
gone.
Tell me I did the backflip.
You did a backflip.
Okay.
Flip.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
No.
Now
he's
I'm going to do
gone.
A front flip.
Yep,
but guys,
let's go.
Liam will be him.
All right, everyone.
Snaps his neck.
One at a time, guys.
Yes. Okay, wait. The being is gone.
Oh, natural 20. That's
and
not
all
rolling
of the...
so great on.
Wait, but the being is gone and all of the effects are gone.
But he's not
a backflip and
thing.
A front
he's,
flip,
he's
guys.
Probably
so, but
not
shouldn't the
gone?
Healer heal everyone? Who was like,
yeah, I'll heal everyone.
But hold on.
No one took damage. Oh, no one took actual damage. Only some tiny bits of damage.
But I have 34 max health and I took 6.
Don't roll a 1.
Yes,
I rolled a 1+4.
Oh, God.
Wait,
did you even do the damage to yourself?
I did a 20 front flip, then back flip.
Yeah,
then
I did. I'm at 28.
Wait. Did you figure out how to do that? That's pretty nice.
Yeah. I can heal myself if I want to.
Hey, DM. Okay, DM, can you mute the two people, please?
No.
Yeah, mute who's not going right now.
No.
I'm going to mute everyone who's not going right now.
Hey, I'm going right now. What are you talking about?
Oh, snap.
Okay, how far?
Okay.
How far
you
am I
by
from
myself.
The doorway? How far am I? How far am I from the door, like, entry?
You weren't supposed to do that.
Shush.
What?
Oh, God.
Like 20 feet?
No, you were, like, from the entry. He was, like, standing in the entryway, so...
Oh, so I'm gonna walk up to the entryway and then be like, boom, and then throw down my smoke grenade and then run the rest of the way. Wow. And then run for another 30 feet.
But the being's gone.
Yeah, so I can still be cool. You know, they get a backflip, I get to disappear in smoke cloud.
But that's like one of your only smoke grenades. You'll have to buy more.
Damn, I rolled a 20.
They're
on,
never useful.
Doing a side flip.
Fine, I won't do it. But
yeah, did you see my side flip? It was sick.
Stop spamming.
Stop spamming the chat. Swear to God, ban him from the campaign. No. Wait, no, I didn't want him to disappear. I had an idea.
All right, so we're out of time.
I just saved everyone.
No, no, I can you just.
I didn't even get to go.